This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. What the heck? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part, and be part of the conversation, right? Don't just sit back and say, I used to say, drooling all over yourself. Do something. Seriously. Got a lot going on tonight. We got a lot we're going to have to deal with. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there, including give me your email address. Really that simple. Just give me your email address because we send out an email once a week. I try not to inundate you with garbage. Right? I just want information. I want to send you an email, give you information to who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, and I want you to buy some of my stuff. And yeah, I want to jump right into it. The first hour is going to be all about the stuff that I hate, which is all the electronics. I am not, as much as you guys might think, I am not a big, you know, Facebook, Twitter, iPhone. I think all that technology is a distraction. And I'm right. In more ways than one. Tom Kirsting is going to join us. He's a licensed psychotherapist, family counselor, author, and educator. And he's going to talk about disconnecting, can you, or how you, disconnect from the digital world. Can you do it? And what's it doing? What's it doing to our kids? That's the big thing. Now, in California, in 2017 and 18, pedestrian deaths are way up. Now you ready for this one? I'm going to let you this can mull around in your head as to why. A new report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association estimated over 6,000 pedestrians were killed in motor vehicle accidents in 2018, the highest number since 1990. Now notice these are not car accidents; these are pedestrian accidents. That's where a pedestrian in a car decided to wrestle it out, and guess who won? Now the increase is a continuation. It's been on an upward trend since 2009. California reported 432 deaths in the first 6 months of 2018. It was the highest reported among any state and the District of Columbia. Now, California experienced an 8% decline in the number of pedestrian deaths from January 2018 to June 2018 compared to the same period in 2017, but they were still way up. Right? When you look at what's going on across, do you know what they're caused by? No, really, think about it. Even though California led the nation in the number of pedestrian deaths, it only had the 10th highest number of pedestrian deaths per 100,000 population. I mean, think about how many people are dying while they're doing what? What do you think they're doing? That's right, looking down at their phones. How many times have you almost hit somebody or seen somebody almost get hit because they're staring at that stupid... They're staring at that thing. They're crossing the street. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and they look up like it's your fault. You're supposed to be what? Now, yes, the pedestrian has the right of way. That's been around since the 50s, right? 40s, whatever. When people actually were aware. I guess they call it woke these days. People were woke that they were alive and didn't want to die. Right? Yeah, at least for me. Now, some of the factors that are reported to that added to the increase were texting while driving, impairment of drivers or pedestrians by drugs, alcohol, unsafe driving behaviors such as speeding, drowsy driving, increase in the number of SUVs. Yes, let's blame it on the big cars. Of SUVs on the road. But this, you know, the funny part is an SUV can be one of those little SUV crossovers or an Escalade. Which one is it? Now, the report also noted that the overall increase in the number of people walking increased, which, you know, led to more potential accidents. Now, it's pulled this data together from all 50 states. Now, to combat the risk of pedestrians, California has implemented a number of proven countermeasures, including classroom and community group safe. Listen, the teachers have been telling the kids in classes how dangerous it is to text while driving, to walk while texting. Think about that. Right? How much of a distraction that smartphone has actually become. It's really an issue. And, you know, I love these parents say, well, you know, we were all distracted by something. We're all doing something when we're kids. Yeah, we weren't dying by texting, though. You know, see, they have people, if you go Google this, they have people that have walked, for those of you in the East Coast, in the subways. Now, you've seen this, you've heard this, you've read about it. People walk right off. Yeah, what do they call it? The stanchion there? Onto the train tracks. If you do that in some cities where they're electric, and you hit that third rail, you won't have to worry about sending that text message. You know, the one you were writing as you were walking, and I see it all the time. I had somebody doing it to a store in a store with me today. I was asking questions. They were not Googling what I was saying. They were definitely texting with somebody. And about the third time they said, huh? I was like, okay, I'm going to just go find it myself. Thank you very much. And they weren't very upset. Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style.
We are back.
He was a top man.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation, okay? If you head up to the chat room on the website or up on Facebook or what have you, there are smarter people than I in those rooms, but you're going to miss the real conversation. Now, you know I've been screaming about electronics for decades. And, you know, it's one thing, if you want to turn your brain to mush, if you decide that this is the way you want to get everything, that's fine. You're an adult. You can figure it out. But why do you do this to your kids? And we've been talking about this for a while. I told you, I'm a trustee on the school board. I watch what goes on with these young kids, how we cater to these, I'll say iPhones, but you know I mean smartphones and that kind of stuff. And even yesterday, as I was telling you, I was in the store. It is now acceptable for the salesperson in the store to be texting his girlfriend while I'm trying to buy something. That seems to be okay, and nobody wants to be bothered with that. But let me bring on a real expert. Tom Kersting is on with me. He's a licensed psychotherapist, family counselor, author, and educator. And Tom, I got to tell you something. Your book, Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids. The title alone grabbed me and said, okay, I got to get this guy on. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great, Joe. How you doing?
Good, good, good. And you know what I love about you, though? You're from New Jersey. I'm from Boston. We are no-nonsense people. This is going
to
be
fun. I spent a lot of time. My wife went to Boston College, so I used to go up there all the time.
Well, love it. I went to Boston College, too, but I didn't go there for a degree, and I know you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Anyhow, most of the colleges in and around Boston were a lot of fun to be around on the weekends, and I'll leave it at that. So, anyhow. So, Tom, you've been studying. Give us tell people a little bit about yourself and how long you've been studying this electronic distraction.
Yeah, so I've actually started lecturing on this topic 10 years ago, March of 2009 was the first lecture I did. I've been working at a public high school for 24 years, and I'm also a licensed therapist. I have a private practice. So I got into this space because I started this committee I used to run at the high school 10 years ago. All of a sudden, we started getting this plethora of teenagers that were diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, and something wasn't jiving with me when we started seeing that. So I started researching, digging deep into it, and I came across 10 years ago, believe it or not, Joe, all the research showing what the constant stimulation of screens does to our brain and how it changes brain neural pathways, and it's actually causing something that that some researchers refer to as acquired attention deficit disorder. That has led to, you know, me lecturing all over and talking about everything that we're seeing now, from anxiety to emotional problems to mental health problems to family problems. I put the book out. The book's a best-selling book, and people love it, and I'm just really proud of that.
Well, I think it's great, I got to tell you something. Not that this is disparaging, but I wish people would read more, and they would read this stuff, because it seems like if you don't get it across your phone, if it doesn't come up in a hot link or something like that, it's not worth reading. It's kind of gotten really crazy. Do you remember when you were a kid and your parents would stick you in front of the TV? Now, I'm probably a lot older than you, but they'd stick you in front of the TV set to keep you busy for a while. And then there was this argument over whether you had too much stimulation from the TV set. Putting kids in front of the TV too much to be entertained, their brains didn't work right. And all of a sudden, it's okay to put them in front of these phones? Are we serious?
Well, here's the deal, Joe. So the book itself, Disconnected, and my lectures, everything I do, all this work I'm doing, the message is really directed towards parents.
Good.
And it's interesting. So if I'm giving a lecture, and let's say there's 300 parents in the audience, right? I'll ask them, I'll say, all right, everybody in here, raise your hand if you think it's a good idea for kids under the age of 18 to play violent rated M video games, middle schoolers and so forth. Raise your hand if you think that's smart or if that's a good idea. So naturally, nobody ever raises their hand. And then I point out the fact that 70% of the people in that room sitting there, their kids have those rated M violent video games, even though you know it's a bad idea. And I parlay that into this part, Joe. All right, I'll say, who here thinks it's a good idea for an 11-year-old to have a smartphone that has everything that we would never want them to see on it? Raise your hand if you think that's smart, if you think that's a good idea. Nobody ever has raised their hand in the hundreds of lectures I've given, and I'll explain to them the average age right now of first smartphone issuance is 10.3. All right, so what the heck is going on? That's the question, and the answer is this. It's called human nature. It's called social conformity. What we do as adults and parents, and we're not, it doesn't make us bad parents or anything, it's just human nature. We tend to do what the guy next to us does. And if we see everybody doing something, getting their kids' phones, letting their kids play video games, our brains become desensitized to that. And then we say to ourselves, okay, I guess it's not that big of a deal. And lo and behold, our kid gets what everybody else has.
Oh my God. I have always felt that any kind of distraction like this, you know, one of the comments you make is that children only spend what, or families spend about 3 minutes in a real conversation a day. He's become a friend now that comes on the show on a regular basis, and he deals with drug addiction, and he talks about dope, and he talks about how these young teenagers are disconnected from their families, disconnected, and they're having less than 5 minutes a day in any kind of meaningful conversation, right?
Yeah, right. It's actually 3.5 minutes per week in meaningful conversation that the average parents have with kids. I have that cited in the book with you know, a source to back it up. You know, here's another example of that, Joe, okay? So that we know that's a problem in and of itself, just the human connection between parent and child being severed. I do a lot. You've seen me on Tucker Carlson, I know that. So I just contacted the producer today that I know there, which I'm hopefully going to be doing a segment this week. Two stories are out today. U.S. deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide hit highest levels since record-keeping began. That's story number one. Story number two, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver talks candidly about players' mental health. So when you read both of those articles, here are a couple of quotes in them. One person put in there, Lori Beth Bowman says, the lack of social connection fuels hopelessness. We don't really see each other anymore. This is from the drug and alcohol study.
Yep.
We don't share our hopes and joys in the same way. And we aren't as available to one another physically and emotionally as we need to be, said Stein of Milford, Connecticut. The world got smaller, but lonelier. The comments by Adam Silver and the NBA commissioner about players' mental health, quote, a lot of these players, young men are generally unhappy. In his observation and meetings with players, Silver says he has discovered there are pervasive feelings of loneliness and melancholy across the league. If you're around a team in this day and age, there are always headphones on, Silver says. The players are isolated, and they have their heads down. Okay, so those two stories tie in perfectly to what you just brought up. The fact that when our heads are down and we have our headphones on and we're not talking to our kids, we're not doing what we're wired to do as human beings, as social, emotional beings. We're removing ourselves from our natural habitat and instead residing in a cyber habitat.
You know, I used to laugh with my wife. We'd go into a restaurant, a family restaurant, and you'd see this blue glow at the table. And when you walk by the table, the three kids are on one side, the two parents on the other, they're not talking. They're looking at phones. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. I believe in capitalism. I know you do, too. We'll be back in a few minutes. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the various House committee investigations of him and his administration are because Democrats are angry about his election.
What the Democrats want to do, they cannot stand the loss. They could not stand losing in 2016.
He calls the House Judiciary's request for documents from 81 people linked to his administration a disgrace to our country. The White House also has turned down a request from the House Oversight Committee. The request comes amid questions about how senior Trump advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner got his high-level clearances. The president will visit Lee County and other parts of Alabama hit hard by tornadoes last Sunday.
I'll be heading to Alabama on Friday.
23 people have died. Coroner Bill Harris.
There's one family there. It was by mayor. They're connected, and there are over seven people this man lost in one family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You can listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let me bring him back on because, you know, this is one of my, you guys have been listening to the show for any length of time. You know, this is one of my biggest pet peeves is that we kind of let our kids do almost anything they want to do. We don't want to get them upset. We don't want to make them crazy. And this started back, well, at least for me, when I was used to talk about this, is with video games and how your kids' demeanor. I have four children. One of them loved to play video games. You could see the physical change in him. You could see the change in his attitude when he played video games too long. So I've asked Tom Kersting to join me. He's a licensed psychotherapist, family counselor, author, and educator. Tom, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me today.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
And they can get your book, Disconnected, where? Where can they find the book?
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's called Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids.
Yeah. You know, this is great. I'm so glad I was able to get you on tonight because this has always been one of those digs of mine that just makes me crazy. And before we went to break, I was talking about how, as you know, you're walking into the restaurant. I saw a little baby in a stroller, and they had some kind of device that was holding the iPhone up while it was playing. It wasn't a video game, obviously. It was some kind of cartoon. Then you go into the restaurant. There's a family of five sitting at the table, and there's a blue glow about the table. It's not like there's a blue light there either. They've all got smartphones in their hand. Is that family time today, Tom?
Yeah, you know what the problem is? It's not, you know, when I'm doing my lecturing, and I discuss that in the book, in fact, you know, it's not that parents are bad. They're not being bad parents, of course. It's just that they're not informed. There's so much information they don't realize about that, just about that little thing. That's why I go out and I give these lectures. So I'll give you an example. Last year and a half ago, I'm always looking around. I was at the airport last week. I did a lecture in Minnesota, and I'm looking around, and literally I counted 100 people. 98 people were staring, had their necks bent, staring at their phones or their iPads or something, out of 100. The other one was some old guy that didn't have a phone and somebody that was sleeping. I give an example in the book. When I was on vacation with my family, we go to this restaurant, and it was in Aruba, and it's like a million people in this restaurant, all families. And every single kid, when I was walking through this restaurant, was buried in their phone or a tablet. And my blood was boiling as I'm walking down to my table, which is like a half a mile away in this big restaurant. And I'm like taking one step at a time. I'm looking around to see if they have the defibrillator machine around for me, just in case I go down because my blood's boiling. I'm wishing I had, like, 50 copies of my book so I could just start flipping them around like frisbees at the tables. So we get to our seat. I calm myself down. I look to my left, and there's a young family, a couple about 30 years old. They have an 8-year-old, maybe mid-30s, an 8-year-old boy and a 6-year-old boy, both of whom are sitting directly across from one another. They both had those big Beats headphones on. They had their own tablet, and there was not one word exchanged between the parents and the kids the entire time. It was as if there was a divider between the parents and the two boys.
Wow.
And that's, yeah, and when I, when, and why am I bringing that up? Because what we don't realize, any parents or grandparents listening right now, is that any opportunity that we have, whether it's at the dinner table or in the car, to be with our kids, to actually communicate, we need to seize that, because that is the most important developmental component for our kids. You look at just the 5-minute car rides to schools. Just take a look around. If you're ever driving during school time, you'll see all the teenagers with their headsets on and their necks bent looking at their phones. Yep. And that's just such critical, fertile ground for parenting.
Well, it was a time, not to interrupt you, but it was a time I had with my kids in the car. My wife had with the kids. You're in the car, you're picking them up, you're coming home from school or practice or something like that. It's a time of conversation, and to your point,
yeah.
I'm watching them drive down the road. All I see is, these little blue glows in the back seat. You know that they're not communicating. You know, Tom, I feel very lonely and disconnected. Now, I have 2,100 friends on my personal page on Facebook. Why do I feel that way? I don't get it with all those friends.
because social media is what I call anti-social media. There's nothing real about it. Those aren't real friendships. Real human connections and friendships take place at a face-to-face level. That's why we're social-emotional beings. We need to be with one another. Just the nonverbal communication that we have is much more prevalent than the verbal communication. All the little nuances. And I have a whole chapter in the book about that, too, about communication, about emotional intelligence versus EQ versus IQ, and how face-to-face interaction is the most important thing there is, in terms of just going out and getting a job interview one day. I live right outside of New York City. A lot of my friends work in the city in management and finance and all that. And they'll tell me they get, kids from top universities, like a Boston College, with great GPAs, and they come in for an interview. Not all of them, but more so than ever. And it's like, what is this shell of a person in front of me?
That's right.
There's something missing, and it's the nonverbal nuance that I'm referring to.
Well, do you think that's what the nasties, the hate, the coldness that comes out on social media when people are responding? Because you're not seeing a face. There's not a human being there. It's an atom or an electron or whatever. That's it. There's no person on the other side that you're attacking, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, I'm working on another book right now where I'm going to include a lot more about anger and conduct disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So, conduct disorder is a disorder among kids, which is basically outward violent behavior. Okay, anger, verbal, physical behavior coming from a kid. So, a lot of professionals I've talked to around the country, and a lot of the studies are showing that there's a major increase in conduct disorder in kids, and also among adults. You see all this anger and all these terrible acts that are taking place, and they're occurring because we're exposed to these things all the time. Right? Number one, we're exposed to violent, angry behavior, which desensitizes our brain to that.
Right.
And then number two, when we're seeing these things all over the place online, okay, it somehow our brain normalizes that as okay behavior.
Right.
And it's just there's so much information coming from every angle nowadays that we didn't have 10, 20 years ago. And it's really controlling the thinking of people and their behavior.
I have dealt with plenty of parents in my 10 years now on the board, and you had said something earlier where they're not bad parents. And you don't have to respond to this. I'm going to put it in my own words. They're lazy. And I say they're lazy because I had 4 children, and I have grandchildren. It's a lot of work to stop and go, take the headsets off, get involved in the conversation, get off of YouTube or whatever it is that you're on. It takes a lot of work to carve that time out. Again, you're from the East Coast. I'm from Boston. I come from an Italian family. You come home, and what do? You're sitting around the table. You're in the kitchen cooking with me. We're talking about your day and what you got going on. Those conversations, Tom, are gone, are they not?
Well, they are, and the bigger problem there, Joe, is that, so the average kid right now spends roughly 9 hours a day in front of a screen, okay? That's the average, 7 days a week, 63 hours a week. The average adult spends slightly more than that. So that's a major component in the equation here of the lack of communication is that we, not me and you, but many, many adults, are ourselves glued to our phones and our devices, which is interfering with the family dynamic.
Wow. I'm floored by this. You know, we got another minute or two left in this segment. When we come back, we've been beating this up. I want to talk about ways that parents can, you know, get their kids reconnected with the family. You know, one of the things that I always hated, my kids tried to do it, we stopped them, was you kind of went past it pretty quick with the headphones, the earbuds in all the time. You know, my dad used to say, you're walking to school because you need time to think. You need time to be with yourself.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
They don't have any time to be with themselves or kind of reflect on what they did that morning or the day before, what's coming up. They pop them in. We used to hear the music, right? We'd be sitting at the kitchen table. They're sitting 10 feet away from us. I could listen, hear the songs they're playing. I'd say, no, we're not doing this. Take those things out. It just puts them in a different place.
You sure you didn't write my book?
I grew up in an Italian household.
final section of the book is about mindfulness. And here's a quick thing before I know you got to go to break. Silence is the miracle grow for the mind and the emotions.
Wow.
And silence is not something our kids have nowadays. Boredom is not something they have, and boredom is where your creative juices flow from.
Yeah, the silence thing. I find that a lot of kids, a lot of young people I talk to, they're uncomfortable with silence. They're uncomfortable when it's too quiet. I don't get that.
Well, I'll tell you what that is. They're uncomfortable because the sense of self, also known as self-esteem, is an inner dialogue, almost like prayer and meditation, right? It's an inner sense of who am I and knowing who I am. But if you're never inside there because you're always externally focused on a screen, when you have a rare moment where you have no choice but to go in there, it becomes very frightening. It's almost like, wait, who is this person that I don't have a relationship with?
Yes, like when you look in the mirror 30 years later and go, who is that person? Listen, when we come back from the break, I want you to help people start, just do little things to help start reconnecting with their children. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee and come on back. You don't want to miss anything. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back with little Charlie Daniels. Always good. Real Americana. Like I always say, that, you know, it doesn't get any better than that when you want to talk about Americana. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You can join. We have two or three different chat rooms going on. God only knows why, but whatever. You can join those if you want to. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. And I got to tell you, you know what? You got to get involved. You got to stay engaged. It is crazy for you to sit back and think that we've got you covered, that the government is here to help. Tom Kersting joins me. He's a licensed psychotherapist, family counselor, author, and educator. His book, Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Kids Digitally, Our Digitally Distracted Kids. My God, this sounds like a big task. Tom, first of all, thanks for being with me. I appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure.
And then, all right, so we've been talking about the issues and the problems and what you and I both see. Give us some ideas on, you know, being the Italian that I am, I would grab the phone and just smash it under a hammer and give it back. Go, here you go. Now we're reconnected. Tell us what we should do.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, when I'm doing these lectures and stuff, there's the question always comes, what should we do? Well, anybody listening knows what they should do,
yeah,
first of all.
Right.
What you just said is what we need to do if you got a kid that's over the top. But nobody's really going to do that,
right,
except me and you. So some simple steps. Here's a quick tip number one. All right. So let's assume you're a parent that's listening right now and that you want to go, and come September you're going to go to the community college because you want to further your education, get another degree or whatever it might be, and you're taking a class called Parenting 101. You go to class, you go to Parenting 101, the professor hands you the textbook for Parenting 101, and you open up that textbook. The first sentence in that textbook is going to say, never, ever allow your child to have an electronic device in his or her bedroom. Okay? So anybody listening, that is step number one. That is the danger zone. Teenagers right now, what I'm seeing in everything I do, are living in their bedrooms, not the family rooms.
That's right.
And they're not coming out. We got to get them out of there. And it's just what they're doing, what you think they're doing a lot more of. The whole sleep deprivation thing, that's a whole another topic, Joe. That's number one. Number two, one thing I like is no video games during the school week. If you have a middle school boy or high school boy, those are the ones that tend to play video games. Girls do as well, but more boys. Don't allow any video games during the week. Okay, I don't care if the homework's done and blah, blah, blah. Because if you got a kid that's allowed to play video games during the week, they're going to be racing through their homework to play the video games, and they're going to be distracted while they're sitting in class because they can't wait to come home and play Fortnite. And another thing is this. In terms of smartphones, don't get your kid a smartphone. Just because, like I mentioned earlier, just because everybody else around us does it doesn't mean we should do it. So stick to your own parenting gut instincts, not what your neighbors are doing. Okay? It's just not going to – you're going to regret it if you get you get a smartphone too soon.
Yeah.
No devices at the dinner table, period, okay, including parents that are listening. That's another important tip. And one that I think is probably the second most important to the bedroom is send your kid to school without a phone, for crying out loud. And I know what people are thinking. Well, what if there's an emergency? Well, the reason why you think that there's going to be an emergency is because you watch too much TV, and you're living in fear. I got the news for you: kidnapping's at an historic all-time low. So, just little things like that. I mean, it's very simple. We just got to balance it, be in control of it, and remember this: your phone. You tell you this to your kid. Your phone is not your phone. It's my phone. I'm the parent. I bought it. You do what I tell you to do with it.
I think we read your book like 30 years ago when we were 20 years ago when we were raising the kids, because my attitude was, until you're 18, everything in this house belongs to me. You bring it in here, it's mine. You've just handed me a gift.
That's right.
And I'll allow you to use it if I feel like it, okay?
Yep.
But it's really true. We've gotten, and again, you're the expert, I'm just guessing here, but we've got to the point where we're almost catering to the kids. We don't want them to be upset with us. We don't want them to be mad at us. We don't want them to feel like they're left out. And the reality is they become left out when you give them all the stuff they want.
Well, you know what? Another thing, Joe, when I'm doing my lectures and talking to parents and counseling and all that stuff, is I will tell them the number one word in the parental vocabulary needs to be the word no. Okay? The word no. Because if all we're doing is pleasing and pacifying and yesing our kids to death, guess what's going to happen when they're confronted with a no? Right? When they get a C on a test and they ask for extra credit and the teacher says no, they're not going to be able to emotionally handle that. So we need to be using a lot of no's as parents for our kids. It's the best way to raise them.
You know, Tom, I see a lot of that again in what I do and some of the groups I've dealt with. And before I got to the school board, I was on a nonprofit board that helped with troubled kids, troubled teens, and parents that had trouble with them. And you could always tell the parents that were very permissive with their children and allowing them to do certain things. And it was very scary in that, because there were things that those kids did. First of all, I would never let my kids do, but that doesn't make me a saint. But, man, if I ever talked to my mom or my dad the way I see some of these kids talk to their parents today, and the parents are wanting the kids to be able to express themselves and not be afraid to talk with them. I go, wait a minute. I'm not afraid to talk to a police officer, but there's respect there. I'm not afraid to talk to the judge, but there's some respect there. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, Joe. I've seen it countless times in my office, my private practice, where there'll be some 14 or 15-year-old that will say something that I wouldn't repeat on this show right now to their parent. And what I do, I'm the therapist, I will stop right there, and I'll get up, and I'll look the kid in the eyes, and I'll say, never, ever speak like that in my office again. And I'm the one that's got to scare the hell out of the kid.
Yeah, I think we have forgotten that we're the parents, and that, you know, we're allowed to set down ground rules. We're allowed. Look, my kids are in their 20s and 30s or early 30s, and there's still a respect level when they come in the house. certain things that they would allow in their house they don't allow in my house with their kids or themselves. It's okay.
But, of course, and not only that, they will love you more. Because what happens is when your kid is ruling the roost, and I see too much of this, when they're the ones that are holding the control in the household, they lose respect for their parents. And as they evolve into teenagers and young adults, that lack of respect morphs into something worse than that.
I can't give the details, but I saw one child when the mother had said something at one of the meetings that we were having at a board level, looked at the mom and said, "Oh, now you want to be a parent?" And okay, in front of four other strangers, I'm going, "Oh wow, what a slap that was!"
Tell me about it. The parent must have turned beet red.
Oh, and irritated as heck. But again, it comes back to you had said something earlier about parents want to be good parents, and I say that they're lazy. I say they're lazy because of the amount of work that needs to be done, and they need not to be afraid to be that parent. I mean, everybody wants to be the kid's friends. You know what? I heard one comedian say this, and I think it's a great line. If you are looking and wanting an 8-year-old to be your friend, you need help. You need mental help if you're looking for an 8-year-old to be your friend. Okay, you got plenty of time for that later on. And they're right. Look, my kids are grown up. Your kids are a little younger than mine. I enjoy a friendship, frankly, with the ones I want to be friends with. I enjoy a friendship with them now that I could never have enjoyed with them, at 10 through 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, like, you know, to your point also, you know, about really pacifying our kids with these devices, you know, from the stroller right up to the car ride with the teenagers to school. You just got me thinking. I go to church on Sundays. I'm Catholic. And I don't hear babies crying anymore in church. Now it's come to think of it.
Oh, God. Well, maybe they have a nursery that you don't know. I hope they have a nursery
that
you don't know.
And I was wondering because it's like, it just dawned on me. It's like, I remember, I think back when I was a kid in church, they had like a certain room where like the crying babies would go.
Yep.
I'm just kind of going out on a limb here, but maybe people are just sticking the devices in front of their babies' faces even in church, and I just don't see it.
Yeah, you're right. And again, when we go into church too, you have several different rooms, like you say, for the infants or what have you. But back to what you're saying, you don't see a whole bunch of young people either in some of these churches. And your book is great. The title is great because we don't just, it's not just disconnected from family. It's disconnected from basic foundational things that root you in society, right?
Yeah. Well, now here's a perfect example. So I live right outside of New York City. If I were to go to New York City tomorrow and walk at 8 o'clock in the morning during like rush hour, and if I was walking down the street saying hello to people, first of all, I wouldn't be able to make eye contact because people are too scared to make eye contact. They're all looking at their devices while they're walking. And if I sat on a bench next to a couple of other people and I just said, "Hey, how's your day going?" I would be the crazy person. And all I'm doing is just trying to make conversation with somebody.
You're exactly right. California. Look, coming from Boston, when I moved to California, more laid back, right? People are friendlier, that kind of stuff. And I felt exactly the same way. I'd be sitting there or doing something in restaurants. A lot of restaurants in California, they have those tables where you kind of like, if you're alone, somebody else will come sit next to you. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm eating here.
Yeah.
Get away from me. I don't want you
here. I got a couple of those restaurants out here.
All right, Tom, where do they find your book?
The book can be found on best places, Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
All right, listen, a pleasure. We're gonna love to have you back more often as you keep writing the books and we deal with some of these issues. I think parents need to understand and know. Don't be afraid. Be a parent. It's not the end of the world if your child says, I used to joke, if my kid didn't tell me they hated me twice a year, I was doing something wrong, okay? And I have a great relationship with every one of them today. So anyhow, Tom, thanks for being with me again. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Thank you, Joe.
Kimberly Marin joins us on the other side of the break. She's got news from New England that you're going to want to hear. Crazy, crazy people in New Hampshire, too. We'll be back in a little bit.